Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Pastor Greg and get the greatest discounts MyPillow has ever given in their history, and support Mike Lindell and his fight for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all Americans.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, very excited to have my next guest with me. He is a former junior heavyweight pro boxer who had a very powerful St. Paul on the road to Damascus experience. And it has led him to follow what the Spirit of God has told him that he needs to specifically address. Now, I have to tell you that he is a resident of New York. He was there in New York at 9/11. He has watched the terror that has assaulted his city up to and including, I might add, and I've talked about this on the program before, the Muslim police force that roams around in the city of New York. I am not lying, and I'll put up pictures in a little bit that'll show you the Muslim police force that roams around. I want to welcome Rock Peters to the program. Rock, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg, good to speak with you.
Well,
God bless you for being one of the clergy that take a stand for the cross and against this terrorism that is called Islam.
Thank you.
You're one. You're not. There's not a lot of men out there like yourself.
Well, Rock, I appreciate that. God told me to make sure that I address three things when I started this particular program almost 11 years ago: Islam, the homosexual agenda, and secular humanism. So I have tried to be consistent about that, and that's why we have Al Rasuli that comes on the program. You were there on the ground at 9/11. I've told folks I was a vice president of the Claims Conference in Northern California when this happened, and we had people on military transports out of Travis that were in the air, some of the very few planes that were allowed to fly, but that were in the air and on their way back there, literally within hours of the attack on our country. Let's start with that, and then I'd like you, because I know you're going to get into, and I want you to, so we got to go quickly, but I want you to get into what you've discovered about who Muhammad was and really what Islam is all about.
Okay, well, let me start with my journey of understanding what Islam was. As you just said, I was in New York City on September 11th, 2001. You think of New York City as being a gigantic metropolis, but when that day happened, it became a village. Everybody knows somebody who lost their lives that day. I watched the buildings come down, and because my college major was philosophy and theology, I said briefly for the pieces, I just said in my heart, I said, we are in a religious war. So you know that the spin, and to this day, unbelievably, the spin is that the terrorists have hijacked Islam. So I was curious. I bought a copy of the Quran the next day. I was taking the 7 train. I didn't have any preconceived notions. I did not set out to condemn the Quran or anything. I was just curious. And I was taking the 7 train from Queens to Manhattan. And I actually thought I had a bad translation. The Quran is like reading a terrorist hand manual. I got to Surah 47, verse 4, which says, when ye encounter the infidels, strike off their heads, make a great slaughter of them, and of the rest enslaved. Now, when I got to that verse, that ayah, I said, this has got to be a bad translation. Now, that's without single verse in the Quran has terrorism, slavery, and genocide, all in one verse. Terrorism, slavery, and genocide in one verse of the Quran. So I had
repeat that verse again, Rock. Read that verse again.
Okay. When you encounter the infidels, this is not a battle. When you encounter, that's like meeting them, and strike off their heads and make a great slaughter of them and of the rest enslaved. Genocide, terrorism, slavery, one verse of the Quran.
Go right ahead. Keep going. Sure.
And so I had a Muslim neighbor. I had a mild relationship. I grabbed the guy. I said, listen, he was an immigrant from Egypt. And I said, listen, I'm reading a Quran after the attack on my country. And I said, I got to tell you flat out. I said, it's freaking me out. I said, I just got to the point where it says you're supposed to strike off my head. I said, tell me I have a bad translation. So he had the Quran in his top pocket in Arabic. He went to that verse, and I could see his face dropped. He got embarrassed. He said, I wish I could tell you that it doesn't say that, but he said, that's exactly what it says. And that's why they chop off people's heads. Yep.
I mean, folks, so here you are now. You're on this journey. And so what happens next?
So I continue reading the Quran, and it's just completely and totally incompatible with the U.S. Constitution. You cannot, Muslim American is an oxymoron, and let me tell you why. Surah 3, verse 28 says, take not the Jews or Christians as your friends. Surah 5:5:1 says, he who takes them as their friends is one of them, which means that you are an infidel and you go to hell. And Surah 9, verse 123 says, wage war upon the infidels who are your neighbors.
Say that again.
Surah 9, verse 123 says, wage war upon the infidels who are your neighbors.
So what did your neighbor say when you read him that one?
I didn't get into it. But I'm going to tell you something. That guy, that Muslim in Queens, Sunnyside Queens, he was the last Muslim to ever tell me the truth. Ever since, what they do is they takia. They lie and they lie and you will see them lie on TV all the time. You know that guy, Zuri Jasser?
Okay.
Have you ever seen? Omar Kanta? I can't believe to this day that they don't have people like on TV who will say the truth about Islam. Right. This guy, they just lie through their teeth. They do the religion to this day, 20 years after 2001. We have people saying that Islam is a religion of peace. It's beyond belief.
Yeah, yeah. All right, go ahead. Continue your story, please.
Well, what I'd like to do is get into how Muhammad was possessed. Muhammad was born 570 A.D. His father died shortly before he was born, left him 5 camels, a couple of sheep, and an Abyssinian slave girl named Baraka.
Okay.
Muhammad's mother was a sickly woman. His mother's name was Amina, and she gave him to a wet nurse named Halima. So when Muhammad was about 5 years old, he was walking through a field with Halima's son. He fell down on the ground, started screaming and shouting, and he said that that two angels had opened up his stomach and were searching around. So the little boy went running back to his mother and his shepherd father. They came back and they found Muhammad standing up straight with his face flushed white. And he told them the story that somebody had opened his stomach. Two men in white garments had opened up his stomach and were searching around for something in his intestines. He said, "I do not know what they were searching for." So the shepherd father and the mother were afraid that the neighbors would say he was possessed. So they took him back to his mother. And they say, we're afraid your child is possessed. And Amina said, "I was afraid something like this might happen."
She
gave her son away when he was 8 days old. So she thought from the very beginning that he was possessed.
And where do we find this? This is in what book?
I got a book that you can't even. Get it anymore. It's called The Holy Sword by Robert Payne. I think it's out of print, but it's got incredible insights into it. The Holy Sword by Robert Payne.
Wow.
So now let's fast forward to Muhammad's visitation that came in the cave and not Hannah. He was in the cave. And he thinks he sees the angel Gabriel, right? Mount Hija. What the hell is the name of the mountain? Anyway, Mount Hira. He's in the cave, and he thinks that the angel Gabriel appears to him. Okay? Now, the scripture says, the book of 2 Corinthians says, that Satan himself can come in the disguise of an angel. You know that, right,
yep.
Pastor?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we're going to prove for a fact that angel was Satan. And the way we can do that is by comparing visitations of the angel Gabriel with the Blessed Virgin Mary and Zechariah, John the Baptist's father. When the angel Gabriel appeared to the Blessed Virgin Mary, she had fear, but she immediately said, "Be not afraid anymore," right? Yep. When the spiritual being that appeared to Muhammad in the cave, Muhammad was terrified. His visitation was a physical and violent visitation. I will say Satan / Gabriel, because it absolutely was not the angel Gabriel, and it's wrong to say Gabriel. So Satan / Gabriel appears to Muhammad when he's in the cave, and he says, "Take and read." And Muhammad says, "I do not know how to read." So the spiritual being grabbed him forcefully and pressed him so hard that Muhammad could not bear it any longer. Then he said, he released him, and he said, take and read. So Muhammad said, "I don't know how to read. What shall I read?" He grabbed him for the second time and pressed him so hard that he thought he was going to die. Third time, same thing. Grab, take, read. "I do not know how to read, or what shall I read?" He says, "The Lord thy God is a magnificent. Take me, and you are the messenger of Allah. Take this message." So Muhammad comes from that visitation, physically shaking, trembling, sweating. He goes to his wife, Khadija, and he says, "So what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me, Khadija? Poet or possessed?" Now, if you get a message from the angel Gabriel, first of all, you have peace, you have tranquility, mm-hmm. You're no longer afraid. He was scared. He had He was he had suicidal depression for 3 years. For 3 years, he never went out and told anybody about his revelations.
Okay, right, hold that. Hold that thought. We're going to run out of time, so hold that thought. Rock Peters is my guest. And folks, what we're doing is we're hopefully educating. Hopefully there are some Muslim people out there that are listening to hear this truth back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Aldershot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Aldershot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Aldershot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Aldershot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Aldershot also contains exotic herbals. Aldershot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Aldershot. Thanks to Aldershot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Coco Lassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite. And it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Coco Lassus. Measure it out. And I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Rock Peters, talking to him live from New York. And I've been putting up for you some pictures. This is a Muslim community patrol car, and these are literally roaming around in New York. Muslim patrol cars. Here is a guy that is dressed up. And ironically, right, he's parked in a parking lot out in front of a sign that says, "We will not forget them. God bless New York." But they are enforcing Sharia law in the neighborhoods that they patrol. Rock, tell me again the contradiction that you would see in someone who is roaming the streets looking for Muslims to make sure that they're adhering to Sharia law. Exactly how would someone be doing that?
Well, first of all, it's illegal, but I've had experiences like that. If your listeners go to my website, GodSaveUSA.com, and okay, they click on Muslims Under Attack, they will see my girlfriend and myself had just gone to a pro-Israeli rally, and we got surrounded by a gang of Muslims. They will be able to see Muslims in America, right, with signs that said, "Back Zionism, back to the evidence, God bless Adolf Hitler," in New York City. Zionism back to heaven, and holy war is the way to heaven. If they go to GodSaveUSA.com and click Muslims under Americans under attack, and then they'll be able to see how terrorists these Muslims living here in our country are. But let's get back to Muhammad and how he was not visited by the angel Gabriel. Okay, from 6:10 to 6:13, he's dormant. He's not out evangelizing. At the end of 3 years, 40 followers he has. Okay, now he goes public with his message, and here's they say if Muhammad is Muslims believe that Muhammad is actually the Jewish Messiah, that he comes in line. Noah, Moses, Jesus, they believe, actually, believe it or not, they believe that Jesus, Moses, Abraham, all of our prophets, that they were all Muslims. They don't believe that Muhammad started Islam. They believe that it came before and that we changed it. Surah 2 verse 75 says they changed it. So they think that we had the Quran and changed it into the Bible. It's absolutely insane. But here we have Surah 6, verse 2, "Why has no sign been sent down to him from the Lord? And this plan is not such to ever be produced by other than Allah." And Surah 10, 37, 38 says, "He, Muhammad, has forged it." So the people in this town thought it was a forgery. Okay, now here's the way that we, if you've got any Muslim followers out, listeners out there, this is going to prove to them that it was Satan, not Gabriel, that appeared to him in the cave. Okay, now every Muslim in the world knows that God would not have angels bow down and worship Adam and Eve. We know from scripture that when God announced the making of Adam and Eve in heaven, that Lucifer rebelled. Lucifer said, "So my throne be lowered, I will ascend to heaven and make my throne like the Most High God." Okay, I think you believe that's in which book? It's in the Old Testament. I don't know which book. But here we go. And when we are speaking in the plural, which is significant, because Muslims have a view of God, a monolithic view of God. It's called Tawhid, T-A-W-H-I-D. They don't believe in the Trinity. They believe the Trinity is joining gods to God. And when we said to the angels, "Bow down and worship Adam," then worship, save they all, save Eblis, which is their Lucifer. He refused, swelled with pride, and said, and became one of the unbelievers. That's Quran 2, verse 34. Quran, Surah 7, 10, 11. When we created you, then fashioned you, said we to the angels, This is God talking to the angels. Prostrate yourselves unto Adam. Then they prostrated themselves all in worship, save Eblis, their Lucifer. He was not amongst those who prostrated themselves. To him said God, what hindereth thee from prostrating thyself at my bidding? He said, nobler am I than he, me. Thou hast created me of fire, and they are created of dust. One more, 1761. We said to the angels, prostrate yourself before Adam and Eve. They all prostrated themselves, save Eblis. What? Said Eblis. So I bow before him. Thou hast made them of clay and me of fire. So those are verses in the Quran that show that God supposedly told the angels to go worship Adam and Eve. And every Muslim in the world knows that God would never ask angels to worship Adam and Eve.
All right, we got to take a break. Rock Peters has been our guest. Again, go to his website, and that is GodSaveUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio right here on Red State Talk Radio. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let me try and find myself here, folks. I know I'm somewhere there. No, that's not right. Oh, there we go. There I am. Hey, hello. All right, and now let me bring my guest into focus. There he is. Oh, I can see clearly now. I can see the rain is gone. No, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not going to break out into song. You guys would all just go, okay, that's enough. We're done. We're out of here. We're gone. I am very excited to welcome, though, my next guest to the program. He's a fellow. Can you say that? I don't even know if that's politically correct. We'll get into
true.
That.
We probably have to pay a fine to the FEC.
I don't know, right? He's a fellow. Wait, no, he's not. All right, he's a fellow at the National Center, as well as the director of the National Center's Free Enterprise Project, the conservative movement's only full-service shareholder activism and education program. He's taught at law schools, including Wake Forest School of Law in North Carolina and Willamette University College of Law in Oregon. He had to get out of there pretty quick, probably in Oregon. Anyway, I want to welcome Scott Shepherd. And by the way, that's Shepherd with one P and an A-R-D at the end. No H. Don't get confused.
That's right. We're from upstate Pennsylvania. People don't know that the Appalachians go all the way through Pennsylvania, but so we are dyed-in-the-wool proud hillbillies, and we spelled our name the most illiterate way possible.
There you go, baby. I'm rocking with you. Oh my gosh, I love having you on, Scott. It's so much fun.
Well,
all right.
I love to be on with you, Greg.
Thank you. Well, a couple of big things going on. Elon Musk is continuing his it's kind of a battle with Twitter. And I my feeling on this, I want to get your thoughts on it, obviously, is, you know, if Twitter right now is trying to play games, and I don't think that they realize how many of us, I mean, Twitter's already banned me for life. Okay, I got banned before the president. I was one of the first ones out there.
You should put that on your wall.
I should. Well, you know what? They banned me because, and I said to him, I said, I'm probably going to get banned for this. I even wrote it in the tweet. Probably going to get banned for this. But Eric Swalwell is a Chinese spy whore.
That goes without saying.
And I got banned for calling Eric Swalwell a Chinese spy whore. It's honestly slightly confusing to me.
Well, you know, you can make up Russian intelligence, so-called Russian intelligence, about a sitting president. That's fine. But if you find real evidence about a former vice president who's running for president and who's now clearly as corrupt as anyone's ever been, that's disinformation and misinformation. You know how it works at Twitter.
You also you can also, if you're a black racist, you can also say that every black person should go out and kill every white person. And you can put that on your Twitter feed, and you can tell people that you're going to do it, and then you can go down to the Brooklyn subway and go ahead and shoot people up.
If you say that all lives matter, then you're a dirty racist, and you got to go, because you're making people feel unsafe.
And they don't even they didn't even have it pulled down after the event happened. That's how we know that it's there, by the way. I might just add, The only reason we know it's there is because it was there after he actually did the shooting. This is insanity. Don't. I'm not saying, pastor's not saying go out and do this. What I'm saying is that it is insanity. The bar that they have created. I just had a guest, my very first guest today, Marvin Lowe. Again, Marvin Lowe, the number 4, FISD. That's Frisco Independent School District.com. FISD. So Marvin Lowe 4. But he came on talking about his son has a 5.16 grade point average, which is incredible. But they held an assembly at the ISD, at the headquarters. And the assembly was to hand out awards to the black student with the highest grade point average, the American Indian with the highest grade point average, and the Hispanic student with the highest grade point average. No Asians, no whites, and no Indian people from India were allowed or could be there, and their kids couldn't get awards. It was, I mean, that's why he's running, because he's like, this is, we can't be doing this kind of stuff.
Well, it's the straightest up racism you can imagine. It's these people who, we've talked about this before, but in the newspeak, anti means very. So Antifa, anti-fascist, it just means very fascist. Anti-racism is very racist. And these people are as racist as you can possibly be. And every act of their racism is proof to them, to their lunacy of white supremacy. So we can't, there's no way to talk to people who have built themselves a quasi-religion of insanity. The only thing you can do is get past them, move past them. And the vast majority of Americans have recognized that this is nonsense. And so we just have to stamp it out. And we as conservatives and libertarians and just centrists, the vast majority now, we have to adopt the tactics of the left. Now, in the polite way, without burning anything or harming anybody, but we have to adopt the tactics of the left to defeat the goals of the left. Because the goals of the left are nightmares.
It's really quite crazy. It is just really absolutely quite crazy. Elon Musk.
Yeah, Elon.
Talk to me about your thoughts on these efforts to take over Twitter or you know, buy it, and then, I mean, he says, look, all I want to do is put the platform back into a place where you can actually have free speech.
Well, it's so unbelievably revealing that the left has lost its mind so aggressively about this. You've got Max Boot, who is a neoconservative, never a conservative. He just wanted us to be at war everywhere. And then became a leftist when conservatives decided they'd have enough of that after the debacle in Iraq. He became a leftist and he works for the Washington Post. And the Washington Post put on its masthead, "Democracy Dies in Darkness." And it's owned by Bobby Bezos, or whatever Bezos' first name. So it's owned by a billionaire. And it has "Democracy Dies in Darkness" on its front cover, and it lied about the Biden laptop. It lied about the Steele dossier. It creates darkness everywhere. And then you've got this unpleasant individual writing for it that says, you know, what's really a terror for democracy is having unregulated Twitter and unregulated internet. What we need is more regulation. So apparently, and we can't have things, and we can't have freedom dictated by a billionaire. So apparently, at the Washington Post, the rule is billionaires can dictate speech as long as they create as much darkness as possible. But democracy dies if billionaires or whoever else step in to allow free exchange of expression. They have lost their minds, and Elon is just trying to recreate the America of, I don't know, 5 years ago. And you can see how corrupt every instance of them on the left have become.
You know, and if you go back and, you know, and watch, you know, films from back in the day, right? You know, I mean, you know, look at the you know, Mel Gibson and Danny Glover movies, Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
You couldn't make Lethal Weapon today.
No. Well, no, because the only time white people are allowed to appear is as villains. I mean, white straight men are allowed to appear is as villains. We're the new British. You know that joke from years ago that every time an American movie needed a villain, it was either a British actor or somebody with a British or German accent. So all white men are the new British film villain.
It's really crazy. Yeah, it's really crazy. So I guess the question then becomes, you know, what happens? It's funny. So here's kind of a cool meme that I'm going to put up for our viewing audience. And I'll just kind of describe it very quickly. No, it's not the Muslim police. Let's see, screen background. There we go. So it's a picture of a big wolf, right? At the first, you know, board meeting that Elon would attend, and yep. And then it's a picture of Godzilla and King Kong, Bill Gates playing the role of Godzilla and Jeff Bezos playing the role of King Kong.
Yes.
And then in the lower picture is Elon Musk, the wolf, with a baseball bat and you know, Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos running away. I mean, the left didn't have any problems when it was Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos running things.
Well, that's right. Well, and I know that some conservatives don't agree with everything that the Koch brothers do, but you remember the days when the Koch brothers were the most evil thing in the world, and George Soros, who everything he does, if you look at it, everything he does has the effect of, you know, these DAs and ending prison and ending policing and everything he's behind ends up destroying America, whether that's his goal or it's just an outcome. But he couldn't be spoken against. So they were doing two billionaire sets doing the same things. And now it's Elon Musk and Peter Thiel on one side and Microsoft boy and Bezos on the other side. And Their billionaires are the salt of the earth, and our billionaires are evil incarnate. Well, they don't even try at non-hypocrisy anymore. Every single thing they do is hypocrisy.
And we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943. Promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy? the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on, there's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Andy Berger, founder of Voices Against Trafficking. April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, and here's a tip. Parents, please play or preview the video or other gaming programs before allowing your children or teen to play. Many programs look safe until the user enters. For more tips, helplines, and hotlines, visit voicesagainsttrafficking.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are here with Scott Shepherd. And this is the Free Enterprise Project. You can find them, by the way, at nationalcenter.com. And I want to get into some of .org. Sorry.
You're quite right.
.org. No, you can't say that. I don't know. Is it politically correct? Maybe that's the problem.
The filters are coming down.
Might have had an issue there because, you know, .org. .org is... You can't. I don't think you can.
Careful, Pastor.
I don't know if you can write org on your. Yeah, be can't be an org. Anyway, there's only. Speaking of orgs. speaking of orgs, I suppose Disney is an org now. And proud of it. Ariel is the only Disney princess to have had a child and the only Disney princess who doesn't have a female part. And now,
oh boy.
And now you know Piglet is actually a boy.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
But you can't say that.
It's not fun unless the genders are switched and the script is flipped and but I think Disney and dumb Bob Chapek are learning a lesson that, you know, as it turns out, most average normal Americans, well, they don't have to be far right, they don't have to be religious, they just have to be sane, aren't super excited about having weird teachers who have these hard left sexual agendas, having them talk to 6-year-olds who just want to talk about dinosaurs and princesses, talk to them about sex. No six-year-old needs to talk about that. And Bob Chapek got on the wrong side, and he was lying about Governor DeSantis, and he was lying about that bill. And God bless Governor DeSantis. He doesn't lie down and take it. And so Bob Chapek may be out of office a long time before Governor DeSantis is.
Well, and not only is you know, Chapek needing to be probably removed, but, you know, Disney is supporting this is what the bill is saying. The bill is saying, let's not ram the LGBTQ agenda. And it is, ladies and gentlemen, it's an agenda. And Matt Long and I talked about this on our first program. And let me read this to you. George Barna is a very well-respected, individual who has done incredible work in Christian polling for 30 plus years. Okay. Very well respected. He is now the director of that at the Cultural Research Center, which is located at Arizona Christian University. And here's what he wrote. We did a national survey of millennials. I'm having the center send you a copy of the report in a separate email. We found that 30% of millennials identify as LGBTQ. Identify, not necessarily engage in the lifestyle. Now listen to this, because it's significant. Among 18 to 24-year-olds, guess what percentage identify as LGBTQ among 18 to 24-year-olds?
Well, it depends on who's doing the polling and what Q means, but I'm sure that because they wanted to ramp it up, they got 19% or something.
It's 39, but here's what you need to understand. No, Scott, listen to me.
Yeah.
Here's what we have to understand. George Barna is a serious pollster. He is a Christian, a very strong Christian. He's working at a Christian university. And this was out of the sampling, and his surveys have been pretty dead on. He was one of the first ones to talk about the fact that mainline denominations, and think about this, 65% of mainline denominations reject the biblical definition for marriage. 65% of mainline denominations reject the biblical definition of marriage. They have said that marriage between two sodomites is equal to marriage between a man and a woman, which God ordained. So here's my point. The point of this is what Disney has been doing. This isn't brand new, ladies and gentlemen. They have been doing this agenda. They have been breaking down family structures. They have been making parents look like fools and the kids look like they know everything there is to know about the world today. And they have done this intentionally, Scott, to break down the family, and they have inserted this perverted idea of sexuality and sex and been encouraging. And all this bill was saying is we don't want ages 4 to 9 sexualized. That's all the bill does.
Well, that's the key to it for me, is that it's not the bill. They're lying about what the bill says. All the bill says is let kids be kids. Every level. And they're not even saying that if some kid comes with a problem to a teacher, the teacher can't talk about it. They're just saying teachers can't lead classroom discussions about sex. That's it. That's for babies. This is insane.
Well, and here's my issue is even greater. As a pastor, as a Christian parent, I had 5 kids. I've got 3 grandkids. Here's my issue. My issue is, look, my 10-year-old granddaughter, who just turned 10, is not ready for this conversation. Okay? Right. Not coming from some, you know, left-wing radical teacher handbook, okay?
Right.
Okay? 11-year-olds aren't ready for this conversation. Planned Parenthood, according to Monica Klein, who worked with them for 10 years as a consultant, and many others, including people who have had clinics who are now believers, Abby Johnson being another one of them, they say Planned Parenthood is trying to groom kids between 4 and 9 so that by 9 years of age, they have their first abortion. You say, Pastor, you're crazy, you're nuts. There's no, I'm telling you, they will testify to this and they will show you the documentation. Monica Klein, Scott was on my program talking about this. Scott, what can we do about these woke corporations? And in particular, what needs to happen relative to Disney? I know we're dumping their stock. Is that enough?
Well, no. If you own stock, keep the stock and be on the investor relations lines and pages as often as you can be. Go to Disney movies with some of your friends and don't. What we have to do is emulate the left without being violent and without burning anything. But go to the local movie theater when they have Disney movies and pick it. Go to local Disney stores and pick it. If you drop Disney Plus or whatever, let the company know exactly why you're doing it, and you're not coming back until all of this is reversed and Chapek and that woman who said the not at all gay agenda at Disney, just because this is aimed at kids and kids shouldn't be sexualized, is gone.
Sean Fuke, by the way, they're going to Disney World. They were at Disneyland just outside. They were in kind of in the parking lot area, and they actually had a rally. They had a worship rally there, but they talked about, they had kids come up and talk about it. They had parents come up and talk about it. They were being vocal and just saying, yeah, hey, this is wrong. It's going to destroy these children. Go to Walt Heyer's ministry about the transgender issues, a guy who was transitioned for 8 years and then woke up and said, oh my gosh. But he has got story after story after story. At the end of the day, we'll all have to answer.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And We pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful.